very somber. I mean, we've looked around at different places we can hide, and, there's not a lot of places you can hide in a hotel room. But, we've definitely done that. We've kept the TV off. We're keeping it quiet in our room, trying to make as little noise as possible. We're constantly looking out the window. I mean, you can't believe the number of emergency vehicles that have gone by. I mean, ambulance after ambulance and police cars are everywhere. There's blue and red lights flashing everywhere. It's quite something to look at out here. We've got pretty much a 180 degrees look out our window, and we seem to be right in the middle of it all.
Wow. And have you heard anything else from the hotel since you got
up
to your room?
Not since they sent us up to our room. I think I told you there was a customer service counter, and when we were looking for a place to hide, there was this big pillar that we thought about we could hide behind. And then once we went back there, there was already a group of people in there, girls just laying on the ground, just crying. And I think they must have been on the phone to their parents. I think they were probably at the concert, and they were all freaked out. But that left no room for us. So then we sprinted across the hallway they had a customer service counter there. And so we just kind of leaped the counter and went back in there, and they had cupboards in there, and some of them weren't locked, so we managed to get those doors open, and Diana hid in one and I hid in the other, and then we stayed there, and then they announced, came over the loudspeakers, that all guests should go to their rooms. So we sat there and thought about you come out and sprint across and join a big crowd and stand in line for the elevators. You know, and the thing that concerned us about the hotel is that you don't have to use your key card to get up in the elevator. It's just anybody can be up there. So, you know, do you go up, and how secure is it going up to a different floor? So we kind of debated what to do. And then we decided that it was probably best either we should go immediately and be kind of one of the first people in the elevator line, or wait till the bitter end and kind of go when there's no lineup. So we just decided just to go for it. We weren't too far from the elevator from there. So we just sprinted across and gotten elevator. Never been in such a packed elevator in my life.
Yeah, I bet. I'm sure nobody really particularly minded the tight fit there.
No, they really didn't.
I'm glad you're in a safe place and you feel secure mm-hmm. there. Can you hear anything coming from within the hotel? Is it similarly quiet? I just heard a siren in the background too.
Oh yeah, there's lots of sirens. Yeah, they keep going past. Yeah, three more police cars just drove past, and it looks like there's a police helicopter just coming past their window now.
And just so you know, if you'd like mm-hmm. to keep in touch with us, and I just mm-hmm. want to let you know how much I appreciate these phone calls, especially mm-hmm. From the cupboard to now.